Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, ladies and germs? Here we go, another show.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Mark Hoffman. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, heard two nights a week right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. We also have A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Both of those shows are Eastern time. So if you're in the other time zones, figure that out accordingly, and you'll be good to go. We are here. It is January 7th. Happy New Year to folks. If I hadn't said it to you last time, glad to be here, of course. It's always a fun time to be here. Now, this show, Facebook apparently only lets me invite 30 people on the event page. So it kind of took a hit. They've been doing that to me lately, not allowing me to actually invite lots and lots of people. So it's kind of crazy. They need to invite a lot of people as much as I can. It's important. We got a good audience tonight. I want to welcome everybody there on the live feed. Tony, I'm sorry I haven't got to call you back. I got your message on my voicemail. We will connect real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony German has the Combat Veterans Memorial truck with more signatures on it than anywhere in the world of combat veterans. Amazing stuff. I want to say hello to Lisa. She's watching. Hey, Lisa, I'm going to pick up the phone here in a minute. Jim, Mary, what's happening? Lee, Eric, my good friend Ed, Tanya, Ray Cologne, Ray, Dennis, Chuck Heinman, everybody there in the live feed, please share. Thank you so much. We got a heck of a show tonight. I'm trying to link up my my Bluetooth speakers. I want to play something real fast. And it's kind of like, really? So before I kick off the show, I'm going to here we go. Ready? I'm done with this. Now, check this out. Let's go back on this. I'm going to play this little clip.
By cracking down on illegal hiring.
This is our fearless leaders in the Democratic Party, Dianne Feinstein and others, talking a bunch of hoopla that it sounds just like Donald Trump. Ready? Check this out.
Our borders. Dianne Feinstein. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
But of course,
it's
the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
That 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year, the illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies, that's not what this nation is all about.
Of course. Not only in this.
That's Dianne Feinstein in 1994. This is Bill Clinton, 1995.
Heavily affected, but in every place in this country are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan.
Well, look,
and now, fast forward, 2015. Slick Willie's fun wife and former presidential candidate and Secretary of State and Senator from New York and former First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
A barrier!
And I do think you have to control your borders. We need to secure our borders. I'm for it. I voted for it. I believe in it.
Let me elaborate. The first
Chuck Schumer, 2009.
Is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it.
The system's still broken.
All right. Our hope and change guy. Hope and change. Barack Obama, 2013. And tell us, B.
So, with this issue, Congress needs to act. And that moment is now. This week, the Senate will consider a common-sense, bipartisan bill that is the best chance we've had in years to fix our broken immigration system. It will build on what we've done and continue to strengthen our borders. It's the right thing to do. Now, this bill isn't perfect. It's a compromise. And going forward, nobody's going to get everything that they want. Not Democrats, not Republicans, not me. But this is a bill that's largely consistent with the principles that I and the people on this stage have laid out for common sense reform. First of all, if passed, this bill would be the biggest commitment to border security in our nation's history. It would put another $6.5 billion on top of what we're already spending towards stronger, smarter security along our borders.
6.5. We only want 5.7.
It would increase criminal penalties against smugglers and traffickers.
Is that Trump?
Passed,
oh, no. Oops,
this
Obama.
This bill, as currently written and is hitting the floor, would put in place the toughest border enforcement plan that America has ever seen. So nobody's taking border enforcement lightly.
Well, no one's taking border enforcement lightly. That was the Democrat Messiah, former President Barack Hussein Obama. And of course, you heard Chuckie Schumer, Hillary, Bill, and Dianne Feinstein all sound like they were reading the Cliff Notes or the minutes of a Trump rally on immigration. And they're reading straight from the script. Maybe somebody wrote the script. They sound just like Donald Trump. They all wanted the barriers and border security and everything until Donald Trump. They don't care about anything but destroying Donald Trump. So even if they were for it, they are now against it as Donald Trump stands for it. You know it, I know it, they know it. And my guests tonight, they know it. And the people of Mexico and Tijuana, they know it. No free rides here, folks. I'm gonna bring on my first guest who pressed one. He's the only one I asked to press one, so this is more than likely, Lisa. Here we go. Hello, is this Lisa? We have dead air. Yellow, you're on live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Welcome. Well, let's go to this one. Hey, you're live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. What's up? It's Mark. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, what's happening?
Hello?
So that must be Jennifer on the other line. Or is that Melinda? I didn't screen the calls. I'm a train wreck.
You've got Jennifer and Lisa.
All right. Jennifer and Lisa, ladies and gentlemen, they are with the Patriot Movement out of Arizona. That's Lisa Antone and Jennifer Harrison. And they have been doing some wonderful stuff, doing some great things, some beautiful work, sending the truth. And so we bring them here to Patriot Nation Radio, where we like to speak nothing but the truth. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank both you ladies for coming on this evening. Melinda hasn't joined in yet, but when she does, we'll bring her on.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, Melinda.
Hi, Jennifer and Lisa. I love you guys.
Hey.
Holy crow, I only got two lines on. Is Lisa and Jennifer together at this on the same
call?
Yeah, we're on a
conference call.
Okay. Hello, Melinda. Welcome to the show. Say hello to Lisa and Jennifer from Patriot Movement Arizona.
I got the pleasure of meeting them in person a few weeks ago, and you guys, they are awesome, awesome patriots. I love those two girls.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
I've been seeing some amazing things, like going out to little tiny border towns and saying, look how beautiful it is out here, but check out this fence. These fences are pretty crazy.
We taught a 4-year-old how to claim asylum. It turns out it's so easy to claim asylum in the United States that a 4-year-old picked it up in like 30 seconds.
That's crazy. And these people are getting asylum. We did see videos of Department of Homeland Security buses, courtesy of Lisa, dropping folks off at churches. Is this
process still occurring
and has not slowed? Has it picked up?
Correct. Every single day they're busing them in, hundreds of them.
And they're dropping them all over Phoenix. But, folks, this is not just one isolated little city. This is happening across the country. So you guys had a rally this weekend down in the Tijuana. You went and joined the Mexican people. And what are the folks of Tijuana saying right now about the border crisis and the coming caravan? Are they people starting to talk about the next one yet?
That'd be Melinda. Melinda was down in Tijuana. We were over by Nogales.
Okay, so I'll field that question to you then, Melinda.
Yes. We held our rally on the American side Sunday morning, and then a few of us decided once that rally was over, we were going to cross the border and go stand with our Mexican brothers and sisters. They were standing up against the UN pact that their president has made. So we went over there and stood with them, and something that the majority of them told us over there yesterday was, you know what? We were totally against Trump before, but now that this has happened to our own country and in our own country, President Trump is right on the dot with everything that he says. And that was amazing to hear that come from the Mexican people.
Now the Mexican president, Andres Manuel Lopez, he's got I forget his last, the last of the four names, or Obo, like that.
AMLO.
He came out, I guess he was going to check out the petitions and hear what the people had to say. And did he follow through with what he said, or did he come out there, blow smoke, go inside and say, see you later, and that's it? What happened? What did he say? And what's up with the Mexican?
We actually left the area before he came out. We were trying to get back across the border before it got too late. We followed up, you know, on things that happened after we left. And he did come out, and he followed up and got petitions. He actually had sent a lady out to the crowd, and she personally gathered up petitions from people. But let me tell you something that really, really cool happened. When he pulled his car in, my friends that was with us, my friends chased his car in and personally through the window of the president's car, he handed him the flyer for the protest.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and he got that all on film. So we'll be sharing that soon as my friend makes that public. So.
Right. That's cool. Hey, we got somebody from Canada. Love Trump from Canada. We need his help. Listen, call the show. Tell us what you guys are feeling in Canada. I would love to know what the Canadian people right now are feeling about our president and about the situation on our southern border. I think it would be amazing. So here, I'll do this real fast. Get a pen. Person name is M. Odie, and I want you to get a pen because I'm going to do this. Ready? And if you need to do it again, tell me.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed. I'd love to hear from the Canadians what they're thinking. Because, you know,
absolutely.
I love hockey. I love hockey, man. And the Canadians, Montreal and Quebec and Winnipeg and Edmonton, Oilers, and, you know, these guys, they're amazing. They play great sports. They're great. I love Canada. I love the Canadian people. Their leader right now, not so much. And I was talking about this with somebody at work recently. I said, you know what? He's from Serbia. And back in the day, they had a president, Slobodan Milosevic, who was trying to eradicate Islam from his country. And Islam was starting to kick Serbia's butt, so Serbia asked Bill Clinton for help. Bill Clinton said, sure, we'll send help and bomb the crap out of him. We're helping the Muslims. Sorry. And and now he lives in America, and he's pissed off still, you know, and he has every right to. He can't stand Hillary. He can't stand Bill Clinton. He hates the Clintons. He hates anything to do with them. Hallelujah. But I was talking with him, and we were speaking, and I said, you know, technically, we are enemies because of what we did, what America did to your country. But we realize, as two grown men looking at each other in the eye, that it's not the people that don't like each other. It's the governments, and they pit us against each other. We're just people who are living. So I'm sure a lot of these folks that are being lied to and misled are just like us. They just want to live and be happy, eat, and watch their favorite TV shows and relax, you know? So what were you going to say now?
I was just going to say we have, and I'm sure Melinda has, and I'm sure you have, people from around the world that follow what we're doing, what's going on in our country, to get the truth about what's going on in our country. And they overwhelmingly love Trump. They overwhelmingly wish that their government, that they had a president that cared. You know, I'm sure that there's the bleeding hearts out there, but for the most part, I mean, we have people from around the world that wish that they had sovereign nations without open borders. They're tired of being invaded, of being second-class citizens in their own homes.
And taxed to death to pay for these people.
Yep. And that's what they're pushing here. These liberals on the left, all of a sudden, you heard the montage. I played the little montage.
Right.
As close as 2015, 3 years ago, Hillary Clinton. We got to secure our borders. Hillary.
Right.
The queen of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Messiah-ette of the Democratic Party. Obama.
They hate this country.
No, they love the country when it benefits them. But when they see their benefits getting attacked and the corruption that they've been getting away with for so long by President Trump threatening their way of life, they hate that. They hate Trump more than they hate anything. They hate Trump more than they love this country. And if it means destroying the country to destroy Trump, they'll destroy the country. Even though they love
and
the
honestly,
country, they hate more.
And what I see is American voters being replaced with third world migrants dependent on the government.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the live feed, Reb Ryder. I'm sure he's simulcasting us tonight. He's got some good stuff. Please, Reb, if you're simulcasting, put the link there in the live feed so folks can check it out. Thanks. He's a great guy. He's got a good show, too, Rapid Fire Radio on, I think it's caster.fm. You can find that. He'll post the link in the live feed. Good stuff there. You might want to go on his show one day, too, and he's got a good audience as well. Reb Ryder. Maybe I can hook you up.
Okay.
So how long did the rally last on Saturday? Was it five? Did it last 5 hours?
We didn't in Arizona. We were freezing in Arizona. We did about 3 hours?
Yeah, we were down there about 3 hours, and then we thought it'd be more beneficial to take a stroll along our non-existent border wall. And one of our friends climbed the fence just to show how easy it is. So, I mean, if you have you know, just a small amount of upper body strength and some coordination, you can definitely scale what's there now.
Yeah, and that's
right
why I think it's worth noting that he actually climbed the tallest and most secure part of fencing that Arizona has.
Right.
Then it's just, you know, like steel sawhorses, literally.
Well, it stops, yeah. So,
right.
I mean...
And a barbed wire fence, but 90% of Arizona doesn't even have a barbed wire fence. 90% of Arizona
right.
is completely wide open with no border
at
all.
Exactly. I was going to say that some places where you walk, if you trip over a stick, you might stumble into Mexico.
Exactly.
Yep. The only way they can tell if people are on the, you know, on the American side or the Mexican side is by the historical monument markers, country markers, and those are only we only saw one. So they're really far apart. The rest of it is completely wide open. You could build an entire city in between it, and you wouldn't know which side you were on. I mean, there is not even a marker to tell you when you've entered another country. It's pretty
just
sick and it's sad because nobody pays attention to Arizona border. Like, you know, President Trump's going to Texas tomorrow. President Trump has been to San Diego. I wish that we could get more attention to the fact that Arizona, 40% of all illegal drugs brought into the United States come across the Arizona border. Arizona is one of the highest for sex trafficking, child trafficking, because we do not have anything out there.
Yeah,
it's
scary stuff. I was watching some videos earlier in the summer where I'm not going to mention the organization's name here at this time. It's kind of controversial with some folks, but they were out and they found a like an old Cemex plant.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
No. We're not saying it doesn't happen. We're just saying that person isn't really reliable for information.
Right. So I'm guessing that story was debunked, the tree and with the straps and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll just put it this way. Right. We'll just put it this way. He created that Facebook page one day before he stumbled upon that site and started receiving thousands of dollars in gift cards and donations. So we'll just leave it at that.
I just got introduced to them yesterday and I was astonished at how people have fallen for their staged videos and whatnot.
Well, yeah. Well, right. You know, at face value, when you first saw the first video, you know, you're, you know, drawn into it and it's a little bit believable, but, you know, when you do a little more research, you're like, okay, yeah, no. But,
well, I got some folks,
but anyway.
I have folks on the live feed who wanted everybody that were asking who's talking. So one at a time, I guess, start with Lisa. Introduce yourselves real fast to the crowd one more time and who you represent. So here you go, Jules. Right? Go ahead.
Lisa Antone with Patriot Movement AZ in Phoenix, Arizona.
And Jennifer Harrison, Patriot Movement AZ, also in Phoenix, Arizona. And I lost my voice, so bear with me.
And this is Melinda Henry Oporto, Patriot, out here in San Diego by the Tijuana border.
Amen. So I hope that now, Jules, you can figure out who's on. And we are talking tonight about the border issue, what's going on, the rally that was held this weekend down in the, by Tijuana. People of Tijuana are fired up, and they don't want these people in their town. It's not that they don't want to help, but they realize that, oh, my God, it's an invasion. Guess what? They're trying to invade us. Ooh, they are invading us. They're not trying. They are getting in, folks, by the busloads. One town, Phoenix, Arizona. At least two buses at a time pulling up to churches all throughout the area, dropping illegal immigrants off. I don't know, folks, if any of you guys have been watching my show or listening to my show for a long time, but I had Stacy Barth out of Murrieta, California, and she was part of the Murrieta bus blockade. And That was one of the first times I'd seen that they were using Department of Homeland Security buses to bring these people into these little towns. And that's when they were going, oh, the little children, we got to bring the kids. Oh, we got to help the kids, you know, busting thousands of kids all over the country. And now half of them, they don't know where they are. It's crazy. I had a lawyer on from South Carolina, a friend of mine, Lauren, and they were following a case of a 13-year-old boy that just vanished, gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy.
Well,
and,
let me tell you what I've witnessed in Phoenix. So the buses drop them off at these churches all day, every day, and the churches put a call out for the public to come and host a Guatemalan family for a couple of nights. The church pays for their food, their clothing, their shelter, their bus ride. They give them $100 to leave with, and they send them along their way with who knows who. What we've seen is grown men alone riding up to these churches, out-of-state plates, and leaving with Guatemalan women and small young girls.
Wow.
That's crazy. It's crazy. We have a fellow patriot, Anastasia, on the live feed. She wants to come in, and she said she got so many questions. She's a longtime listener, and I believe Anastasia has her own show as well. If she calls in and asks a couple questions, I love
bring
when
her
good patriots call.
Absolutely,
Anastasia.
Yes,
if you got the number, if not, private message me, Anastasia, and I'll shoot you the line real fast, or I could do this. Get a pen. I love having a soundboard. It's cool. If you have a pen, here's the number. Once again.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks. That's the Patriot Nation Radio Live.
If I may just add one thing, is this is very important. When we saw the buses rolling up, I got out and talked to some of the neighbors who lived across the street, and one man told me that he has been watching this go on for years in front of his house. He's called the police several times because he's witnessed these men getting off these buses, these third world country men, showering with garden hoses in front of the church, barebone naked, in front of an elementary school. There's an elementary school directly across from this church that he's called the police for indecent exposure in his neighborhood.
See? There's all kinds of sick, twisted individuals.
I've got to witness that firsthand over here in TJ.
Yes.
Where they don't care who they use the restroom in front of. They don't care who they shower in front of. The kids will stand there and watch them, and they'll do it, you know, strip down right in front of them. And it's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, the great thing, though, is we're starting to wake up these neighborhoods. We had a viewer, somebody watching one of our live feeds, and she messages the page, and she's like, oh, my God, that church is right next to my house, which is a different church now. And she says, that church is in my neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. She's like, what can we do? She went out and immediately started telling her neighbors, who had no idea that this was going on. And now they want to get active and shut it down in their neighborhood. They're furious. And so, you know, we've gotten here in Phoenix, Jen and I have gotten some pushback, like, you can't believe. The media has trashed us. Southern Poverty Law Center has trashed us. Huh?
Well, you know what they say, if you're not pissing somebody off, you ain't working hard enough.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Southern Poverty Law Center, the media, the leftists opened up another page that's called, in fact, if anybody wants to go report it, it's a Facebook page they opened up called Patriot Movement AZ is a Dangerous Hate Group. I mean, there is nothing that they won't stop at to try to shut us down from reporting this. And, you know, if they haven't learned by now, Jen and I don't shut up.
No.
Right.
And in fact,
ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us in the live feed, the good cemeterian Andrew Lumish, doing great things in and around the Florida area, restoring the grave sites of veterans from battles past and telling the history soldier in the gravesite. God bless him, doing great stuff. Our friend Anastasia's in the queue. Let me bring her in real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show of my counterpart, Anastasia. What's happening, Anastasia? You have a show too, don't you?
Hi. Well, actually, not at the moment. I did live stream a little bit via a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette freelance reporter from Florida from the gun rights rally in Pittsburgh today. That's a whole other story.
I have a lot of concerns
and I have a lot of questions for these ladies. We've been living a journey that I'm really not at liberty to speak openly about. But I do understand firsthand the process for the undocumented children that do come across the U.S. borders. And I'm really concerned with what I'm hearing, because the normal procedure is if a child does come over, they are undocumented, that one, they are accompanied by an adult, that relationship is one that is verified. There is a period of separation until that relationship is verified to ensure that the child is not a victim of trafficking and is not being trafficked into the United States, because the United States is one of the top countries for child trafficking, as I'm sure that you know. So what that looks like is the child is temporarily put into a detention center. It is a an international children's center where they're given medical attention, they are fed, they are given clothing, et cetera, until that verification can take place. Now, what I'm hearing from you and what is really concerning is that these children are coming over the border and that is not happening, that basically it's a catch and release is what I'm hearing from you, that there's no checks and balances, and a lot of this is being facilitated through the churches. Now, I do know that there are several denominations, the Catholic, the Baptist churches, that, and those are just the two major ones, that they do receive an unbelievable amount of money to house these children, and they are, at one point, they are placed into temporary custodial homes, which unfortunately the majority of the times they are illegal households. So, you know, based on that, what can you tell me as far as what are you seeing as far as the protections that are being put in place for the children, if any? What's the process that you're seeing?
Well, what we've witnessed
and
getting off the bus.
Who are you aiming the question at?
I'm aiming it at any of these wonderful ladies that are just doing amazing work.
They probably seen more of the process, you know, because they're watching the buses and watching how these people are coming on and off the buses. So Lisa or Jennifer, why don't you take that?
Well, what we've witnessed getting off the buses, the first, you know, all except for one day, was mostly men with small children. So our question was, where are the mothers? Where are the women? There were a few buses with women and children, but for the most part, they were men with children. Now, by law, as of October, we're only allowed to hold them for 20 days. So are you telling me that our government is processing DNA tests on all these children in 20 days? That's the golden question. I'd like that answer too. We just don't know.
Right.
And one other thing is, I know that, and this has been reported through several media outlets, the Associated Press, I think, broke it, is that as of October 7th, they are so overwhelmed, understaffed, and overloaded at the border that they stopped running, they stopped vetting and confirming their whereabouts, where they're going, where they're traveling, how they're getting there, and who they're going to. They've put that in the hands of the churches.
Right, and that is very frightening. And again, I can tell you from firsthand experience that they do have a time limit. I'm aware of a situation where a child was actually detained for 5 months when a lot of times verification is a matter of picking up the phone and calling that child's home embassy. And very quickly, within 5 to 10 minutes, they can get verification of, you know, is this child, you know, connected to this parent? Because those home embassies can provide that information to the U.S. government.
How would that work when 99% of these people come with no kind of identification? There's no way. Right. I have seen them personally. You know, they walk into a room at the Baratel shelter in Mexico. They walk in off the buses that they come on. They walk in this room. The person in the room asks them for their name, and they're printed out an identification of whatever name they give them and where they're from, and they're printed out an identification. So these people come with no kind of paperwork. They can say that they're Tom, Dick, and Harry from China, and that's put on that paper. So I don't see how that would possibly work if that's
I'm Oki
right.
from the
Correct. I can see that, but at some point you would think there would be, you know, some type of census rolls. I have no idea. The other concern is when you have a child, and also as you're, you know, talking about that you have the adults and they're filing for asylum, you know, are they automatically being given, which I can't even imagine it being conscionable that they're automatically giving asylum, because when you are granted asylum, that qualifies you for a visa status and you are issued a green card. So is it a matter, from what you're seeing, are you seeing that they are being caught and released, they're automatically being given asylum, or are they being put into the system to apply for asylum?
Yes.
And I'm gonna explain that for a minute, because the process for asylum, our court systems are already, and this I got from the inside, our court systems are already backlogged over 500,000 cases. I know from personal experience from a situation that we're involved with a child that has been waiting for court proceedings and has been in the process for over 3 years. Okay.
Oh,
now this is part of the plan.
Part of the plan. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic to overwhelm and overburden the system so it collapses.
Right.
This is only part
but
of
let,
that. This is just one
but what
brick.
But what I want to do, Mark, is I want to kind of explain to what that looks like, the overwhelming, and what that actually does to the child's life. Because what that means is, now we're talking if the child is put in actually legitimate placement. During
Correct.
That period where they're being processed through the system, and we're talking, you know, the situation I'm aware of, it's been 3+ years. The child is afforded an education. The basic needs, food, clothing, shelter. The child is not allowed to work. The child is not allowed to do anything but afford the opportunity to go to school. So what happens in most cases, because there's such a delay in the system, that the children that legitimately are victims of trafficking, because of the overwhelming caseload, unless it is a slam dunk open and shut case, the traffickers are never caught, meaning a child that is trafficked, they're not eligible to get key status unless there is an actual investigation, the trafficker is apprehended, and the trafficker is incarcerated, has gone through the legal system, the court system, and found guilty. Only when those requirements have been met is a child eligible for a key status. Now, as far as asylum refugee status, just saying, oh, I live in a town, they have gangs, and we're a good family, and we won't join a gang, so our lives are in danger. Well, that doesn't necessarily qualify either, because to be
get
able
a sharp
to
machete,
for...
get a better slingshot, I don't know what to tell these people. They let their gun rights get taken, so...
Right,
you know,
you
can't fight back.
Right, literally, that is not a qualifier. To be a qualifier, either the child, the parent, somebody in their immediate family, meaning mom, dad, brother, sister, themselves,
had to have been a victim of a crime, or they had to physically be displaced from their home. And I'm not talking about, oh, somebody came into a town and we had a hideout for like 2 days or something like
right.
that. I mean, the qualifications are so strict. So in my estimation, from after listening to ladies at the beginning of the broadcast, the majority of these people coming over in these caravans, one, they can't be identified. Number two, the possibility that they would even be eligible for a status, for a visa status to be able to file for a green card
right.
is almost a moot point. It's not even possible. So we're opening our borders. And please, ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but in my estimation, we are opening our borders to potential soldiers, if you will, an invading
yep.
army of
yep.
soldiers
yep.
for three
there
to five
have.
Years
exactly.
until they are processed through the system.
There you have
exactly.
it. Because these men, again, overwhelmingly men.
Give me one second. I'm going to put you back on hold for a minute, Anastasia, and I'm going to let the late nice ladies answer. And I'll bring you back in shortly. Hold on a second. Go ahead. And you can answer that question now. Sorry to interrupt you.
So overwhelmingly, these are men coming in with kids. We don't know the status of the kids. I want to believe that our government's doing the best that they can to try to identify, but because the Democrats are insistent that we cannot hold kids for more than 20 days, they're tying our government's hands, you know, they're tying our hands and trying to verify that. So, you know, and I'm not trying to vilify Department of Homeland Security because they're doing everything they can, but they're living within the Democrats' rule of trying to break the system. But the men are not even 10% are going to qualify for asylum. And I believe to me, that's why they're sending men with kids.
Exactly.
And these are not necessarily men who are turning themselves in at the port of entry. These are people who could be walking across our desert and then surrender to Border Patrol because they want to get caught.
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
And
in the past, they used to run away and oh my God, Border Patrol, run! Oh, here comes the INS officer, run! Now it's like, oh look, there they are. Hey, we're over here.
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
We're over here. Look,
doing.
Here's our Honduran
yes.
flag. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And that's what they're doing.
Crazy.
And they're sending the men. They're sending the men because of this loophole in the system where we can't hold the kids. So if we can't hold the kids for more than 20 days, but we're forced to unite said parent and kid, and I say said because we don't know yet what that process actually looks like versus what we're being told, they send the men because otherwise the men would not be able to get into this country because they are not going to qualify for asylum. These are not elderly
right.
men. These
Unless,
are between the ages of 18 and 45. In other words, just like Anastasia said, they are soldiers.
And just 2 seconds, just to be clear, they do not have asylum. They were not granted asylum. They came in and screamed asylum, and
yes.
so they were given a slip to return to court. So
yes.
they're are they going to show up for court? Statistically,
no,
we know that they're not.
No, I got something to add here, too, because we're talking about the kids, right? And we have these two children now that have passed away after their parents dragged them 2,000 miles across an arid desert and forgot to give them some water and some food, and they died, and that's Trump's fault. We talked about it last show, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have this nice police officer, Officer Singh, and this young kid over in Tennessee get murdered, and they don't say nothing about the American that got killed because of an
nope.
illegal immigrant. They won't even mention it. But the little kid dies because the parents neglected, abused, dragged this kid 2,000 miles, and he dies because while they're administering medical attention, it's Trump's fault. And they
yes,
scream
right.
and they yell, and it's national headlines. But
right.
this officer
now
was killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Now, the officer was a legal immigrant, came here, learned everything, became a citizen, joined the police force because he wanted to serve his country and his community, is killed by an illegal criminal. but they talk about the two little kids that got dragged 2,000 miles and blame Trump. It makes no sense. Yep.
No. Well, it doesn't fit the narrative. Just like Jasmine, that little 7-year-old that was just shot, that was all over the news because it was a white perpetrator. Right, so that fit the narrative. As soon as they found out the man that shot was black, that actually shot her was black, that narrative that you're not hearing it on mainstream media anymore. They don't want to talk about it. You know, it's what they want the sheep to know. And the sheep
in this country right now, there's only one demon. It's the white devil. We are all now white devils. If you're a honky and you live in America, you are now the minority, believe it. White males, 18 to 54, there are less of us in this country than any other person in this country. White males, 18 to 54. We are the true minority. And then if you do the white females, it's probably the same scenario. They are the largest female minority in the nation. White females, 18 to 54. I guarantee it. We are now in the minority. We are the cause of all the world's problems. White people. Honky. I like to say honkies because you know why I say honkies? Because I'm a honky and I can. You know how other people can say the N-word. They are, you know. So I'm a damn honky and I'm proud of it.
I just went through that the other day calling the white Antifas. I was using the word white so that I got bashed online. I said, I'm a white person. I can call them white.
You're white.
You know, the country has gone down the toilet. I said this also on the last show because it's fitting. When white people are protesting white people for freaking being white, you know the country has gone batshit crazy. When white people are protesting white people for being white, we have lost our freaking minds. All right, so we're getting close to get to the end of the show, a couple minutes, and I'm sure everybody's got a page or something that they want to promote. So in a couple minutes, we're going to get everybody on up, and I'm going to bring Anastasia back in. I know she's fired up and wants to talk a little bit. She's very good. She's been listening to the show. I've been a fan for a long time. All right, Anastasia, you're back on. Welcome back. So now you heard my little rant, and you heard what we'll be talking about. Do you have anything else
great
to add?
Yeah, I mean, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I just have to applaud you ladies for what you're doing and your efforts. And I know it's not a safe situation. So I just thank you for everything that you're doing, because the only voice that these children really truly have are you. And those of us that hear your message and share your message, I know that, a lot of times when the children are placed, you know, either A, back with the persons that they do come over the border with, or they are placed in a foster home, if you will, that there is an 80% chance that the traffickers still do have access to the children, and at one point they do get the children back. And it's either, you know, and it's a shame because the children are, one, they're threatened. They're threatened that if they don't go with the trafficker, that harm is going to come to their family and their home countries. It's just a terrible situation. And as far as the threat, and you know, you're talking about invasion. A lot of people forget that Venezuela is basically coined Little Iran. And there has been so much movement, you know, from Iran through Venezuela, you know, up into our borders. Then you have along, you know, New Mexico, you have the uranium mines and the uranium that's been smuggled across the Mexican borders. The final question that I have for you ladies is, what, from your experience and everything that you're seeing, is, aside from completely shutting down the border, as far as the children that are already here, that they've come over the border, what do you see as a possible solution to protect the innocents? What do you see, you know, what do you see as something proactive that our government could be doing
to further protect these children?
Oh, that's tough.
That's a good question. I think that first off, I'm gonna answer this a little bit myself. I think that separating these kids from the adults they come with at the border is exactly what they need to do until they verify and vet the adults that came with the children. Now, one thing I've learned through doing this show, though, is once you get these kids into the system, the foster care system and the adoption system, that's legalized child trafficking by the government.
Right.
So either way, they are getting trafficked. They're getting moved around for profit. And it's a horrible, horrible situation that these liars and these scammers and these people that are making money off of this would ever do. It is a horrific situation that is occurring. Now, Anastasia, we were talking last week about this very thing, 40,000 more people gearing up to come across Mexico to Tijuana. Mixed in with this crowd, apparently, are 1,800 Islamist terrorists that are going to make themselves mix in with this. And if you ever seen somebody from South America, when they take off their Muslim garb and they put on blue jeans and a t-shirt and a hat, they look a lot. They kind of look almost like they could be related because of the shade of the skin. And, you know, and I hate to say it like that. I don't want to use skin color, but it's the truth. Iranians and Guatemalans kind of look similar.
They kind of look similar. One thing, Mark, I'm not sure that you're aware of, and I'll make this really quick because I know you're in time crunch here. That one thing is that a lot of people don't realize is through Venezuela, there has been a lot of Islamic, terrorist Islamics that have been coming through Venezuela up into Mexico, and they have been positioning themselves within the indigenous tribes. And what I'm talking about is the Native American Indians. Statistically pointing, from 2 years ago, there was a report that was done that already in Mexico City, on the outskirts of Mexico City, there are Native American Indian tribes that they have created what they call syncretism. They have combined the Native American Indian religion. They've infiltrated them, and they've combined American Indian religion with Islam and is slowly pushing out the indigenous tribes' religion. And statistically, from 2 years ago, there's a report that 4,500 Native American Indians have converted to Islam. And then over the border, which I'm not sure if you girls have come across this or not, that there are several reservations that have basically opened their doors to anyone that has come over the border to give them safe haven. And this is happening through the indigenous people, Native American. And I can speak firsthand from that because I'm 24% Apache.
Right.
Interesting.
Unlike
Mexico.
Unlike Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, getting geared up to run for president. I can't wait. I hope she's the nominee. I can't wait to see her and Trump. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Right?
I'm not missing a second.
I have one quick thing I want to throw in there. You know, right now this invasion is here, and we don't have time. We don't have months to wait to build the wall right now. And I think what President Trump is saying, talking about doing the emergency shutdown of our borders, I think is 100% necessary right now. I think those borders have to be closed by all means necessary.
Yes.
He has to close up these borders. And that's the only answer I think is possible right now.
I believe tomorrow night, 9 p.m., President Trump will be addressing the nation, at which time he may or may not impose this national emergency. Now, folks, you all got this little warning on your phone, the new presidential emergency warning system, so you could hear directly from the president. The rumors have been swirling for a long time about thousands and thousands of sealed indictments and martial law temporarily to be declared in order to round up these deep state swamp rats and send them to Gitmo for a military tribunal, because it's the only way they can get them in a military tribunal is under martial law. So, all this may be actually coming to fruition. Folks have been talking about this and talking about this and talking about this for months. Q this and Q that, and Q's telling us this, that, and the other thing, and there's so many hints. We have experts who you know, a following cue and trying to decipher his little way he does things. And I don't know why he does it. Why didn't he just say, hey, here I am, I'm Q. Guess what? This is what's happening. It's got to be some stupid code.
Right.
It's got to be called. So I don't follow it. I don't follow it. So it remains to be seen, folks. I'm sorry, followers, and you believe in Q and you believe what he says, God bless you. I don't know nothing about him. I don't follow him. I don't listen. I get my sources and my news from very reliable people. And there's some truth maybe to all of this, but we shall see. There's always a chance that the craziest tinfoil hat, black helicopter conspiracy theories can be true. You know what I'm saying? Because we know now that chemtrails are real. How long have we been talking about chemtrails? And everybody said, anybody who talks, ooh, chemtrails, you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy guy, huh? You're a whack job, nut. Oh, you probably like the Constitution too, huh? You're one of those, the Constitution-waving tinfoil hat guy. Well, guess what? I got my new pin. It kind of looks like a pin. Damn straight. It's my 3% pin. I was just sent to me with a patch from patriotshit.com. I'm very happy. I try to make it fun here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. So, ladies, we'll start with Lisa and Jennifer. Tell us a little bit about Patriot Movement Arizona, how people can find it if they want to join up and be part of this battle to save our country. How can they find out, follow you guys, and watch videos and all that?
You can find us on Facebook at Patriot Movement AZ, and we have a public page. Everything we do is out there. We are constantly looking for corruption and trying to bring it to the American people and bring some sunlight in from the darkness and get some sun into the shadows. There's a lot out there. And, you know, I think our thing in Patriot Movement is it doesn't take an army to make a difference. Get a friend, get a live feed, get a bullhorn, get a sign, get whatever you need, and go out in your community and see what the hell is going on out there, because you would be amazed what's happening in your backyard that you do not know about it, and you do not need to be anybody important or anybody who knows anybody important. You just need to care enough to get out and show people what's going on. So, you know,
now,
it's going to take all of you guys.
I don't know if you know the organization Overpasses for America. They do great things.
Oh, yeah,
they have great organizational skills. Please link up with your group, and they are great. And I've been working with them since they started. We have a great partnership with Overpasses for America. James Neighbors, the founder, and Fred Schneider, his sidekick, doing great things. It's kind of rough. People got complacent. You know, all right, Obama's out of office and Trump's in, so they don't really want to get out and see the overpasses as much. But it's a great thing to do. And we're going to be working on a Florida state rally here real soon with Walk Away Florida. And a group called Stop the Steal. They're trying to get a couple of chapters going across the country to help stop the steal when it comes to these elections. Melinda, tell folks how they can get in touch with you and find your videos and learn the truth about what's happening on the border, because the news is not telling us the truth. You get the truth right here on Patriot Nation Radio about what's shaking on the border. And you can find it at Melinda's page, too. So, Melinda, tell folks how they can find you.
You can find me on my home. It's actually my personal Facebook page. So Melinda Henry Oporto. It's O-P-O-R-T-O. And go on there. I try to answer everybody if you private message me. You know, it's all of us. Like Lisa just said, it doesn't take an army. It takes one person to step out. I'm not anybody. You know, I just decided, you know, this is in my backyard. I'm going to show you guys what I see through my eyes. And get out there. You know, it takes all of you guys. You guys are sending us links. You know, you guys are sending us leads. And we can all help out that way. You know, if you see something that's not right, send it to somebody. Call people. Let people know. Put it out there. You know, we have the blessing of social media nowadays. We didn't have that years ago. We have social media. And we need to use that as much as you can.
Yes,
and here we are on Facebook Live. We had a good crowd all night.
Share these videos. Share these videos that we're all doing. Share Melinda's. Share ours. Share Paloma's. Share Oscar's. Share, you know, That
Anthony.
Is such a huge thing. Anthony in El Paso.
Oscar.
Anthony, you know, it's this thing of, you know, this isn't about me. It's not about Melinda. It's not about this or that.
Right.
It's not about you, Mark. This is about the United States of America, and we have to pull together. We have to unite, and we have to wake this country up.
Yes.
Amen. Now, we were talking last week, Lisa, about Ben possibly joining the show this Thursday. I sent him a private message on his Facebook page. I haven't got a response back. Find out. Please let me know. I believe Sheriff Joe is going to possibly join us. You know, he is 80-something years old, so it's kind of tough for an old guy like him to get going sometimes, maybe. So I understand. And he worked hard for this country, served this country for years and years and years with dedication. You know, so, but if we can have Ben and Lisa, and I think Steve's going to join us, we'll have another border fiesta here, bringing the truth. Because I don't know, when Vegas went down, I had all these folks from Vegas. I had people that were in the crowd at Vegas at the Route 91 Festival. Because here at Patriot Nation Radio, we want to bring you truth. We want to bring it from the people that were there, not these talking heads on the news that just talk a bunch of malarkey that they're fed on a piece of paper, or they got a prompter and something they're reading, and it's not coming from the heart. My show's from the heart. Everything I say, no script, no teleprompter, none of that. My guests are real. They are true. It's uncut, unedited reality with no freaking spin or lie. This is all truth. This is all coming from people on the ground, on the border, folks. It's real. We don't play here. We want you to hear the truth. If you want the truth, tune in to Patriot Nation Radio Network. We're here Mondays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock Eastern Time in the PM, the Prime Meridian, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And you want to make sure that you get the truth. We'll be jamming on this again this Thursday. I want to thank you guys. Anastasia, you have any pages you want to promote real fast before I wrap it up? Play the Star Spangled Banner as performed by our good buddy Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com.
Actually, I don't. I want everybody just to take away these wonderful ladies and what they're doing, and just let their message just really sound the alarm and just to really wake people up onto what is really going on. And, you know, I really hope that you do a follow-up show with these ladies and we can really come up with some real practical ideas on what we can do as Americans to not only involve ourselves with the information that they're giving us, but a real practical plan that we can start to implement and just really share with everyone as citizens to, like, you know, they said, you know, if you see something, say something.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
I want to thank you all for coming on the show this evening. It's been my pleasure to host you guys.
Thank you.
Lisa and Jennifer will iron it out again for Thursday. Hopefully Ben can join us and Anthony from El Paso. I'd love to have Anthony from El Paso.
Yes.
I have had no contact
with
him yet.
I'll send you Amy's thing too. You can have her. She does a lot of investigative work of these people that are putting the money into these caravans. They're technically trafficking these people. So, you know,
yep.
I'd love to hear you have her on as well.
All right. I want to thank you guys again for coming on. I hope you stick around, for this is one of my most favorite parts of the song of the show. Is my good friend Dave Bray put out a great album called Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, out now at DaveBrayUSA.com. It's got some great music on there and a lot of patriotic tunes and some originals. And we're going to jam out right now. And also, if you have an opportunity, head on over to libertyrush.com. It's social media without the liberal rhetoric that just drives you up a wall. You know, no censorship. You can speak your mind there at libertyrush.com. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Star Spangled Banner, performed by Daybreak, DaybreakUSA.com. Your copy today.
Commercial.
Yeah, you always got to get the commercials on the YouTube. Here we go. Folks, DaveBrayUSA.com, the Star Spangled Banner is performed by him, as only he can play it, sing it, and jam it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you to Melinda, Lisa, Jennifer, and our guest caller, Anastasia, for tuning in and jamming with us tonight. We had a good time. Thank you all. Good night. God bless you, and God bless America.
Good night.